3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 30 short conversations between two people. The conversations will not be printed in your test book. You will hear the conversations only once, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. In your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. The question will be followed by 4 answers. You are to choose the best of 2 each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Now let us begin part 3 with question number 51. Number 51. Are you ready to order now?
No, I'd like a few more minutes to look over the menu.
Okay, I'll come back later.
Number 52.
I'm expected by Mr. Anderson Cannon.
He told us he would have a visitor. May I see your identification?
Yes, here it is.
Number 53.
We have to get up early tomorrow if we want to be at the station by 8. Perhaps we should go to bed.
I suppose so, but before I can leave, I have to finish this report and put it in the mail.
Well, don't be up too late, or you won't enjoy the trip. Maybe we can get some sleep on the train.
Number 54.
Driver, can you please hurry?
What time is your flight?
It is in 40 minutes.
Number 55.
I have to say, I find the new smoking guidelines entirely too strict.
Well, they're for everyone's health. I have no complaints.
That's because you don't smoke. I do, and it's hard to break an old habit.
Number 56.
There was a terrible accident last night on the bridge coming out of the city. I didn't think I'd ever get home.
What did you do?
I parked my car in the garage and went by subway.
Number 57.
Were you able to see that dentist I recommended?
Yes. He says I need a root canal. I have an appointment with him for tomorrow morning.
Maybe I'll see you there. I'm supposed to go see him tomorrow, too.
Number 58.
I'd like to reconfirm flight for tomorrow.
Yes, for the 15th?
Please give me the flight number and your name.
It's flight 436.
My name is Jones. J-O-N-E-S. First name, Robert.
Number 59.
May I take a closer look at those watches?
Of course.
Are you looking for something for a gift, or is it for you?
It's for my mother, actually. I want to give it to you for her birthday.
Number 60.
Can you help me open this jar? The lid is stuck.
Sure, but let's tap it a few times with something hard. That'll loosen it.
Try this heavy knife. It should do the job.
Number 61.
Did you call Bob Dixon about his past due account?
Yes. He says he mailed in his payment last week.
I haven't seen it yet. Please let me know as soon as it comes in.
Number 62.
Joe isn't in a very good mood today.
I know. He lost the election yesterday.
That's too bad. He would have made a good president.
Number 63.
What's the best way to get to the airport from here?
Our shuttle service is very convenient and leaves every 30 minutes.
Good. That gives me some time to have lunch before I leave.
Number 64.
I'm calling to confirm some information, if you don't mind. Is your company located in Milltown?
Yes, at 25 Center Street.
And is your zip code 08801? Number 65. When should the flight from Seattle get in?
It touched down a few minutes ago. Passengers should be deplaning at gate 2 in about 10 minutes.
Do you have a wheelchair sent to the gate?
My father's coming. He's old and doesn't get along very well.
Number 66. The president will arrive any minute. We've closed the street and our entrances have been shut off to the public.
Good. Marty just told me that the gold and silver security teams are in place. I guess we're ready for him.
Number 67. Where are you from?
England originally, but I've been living in New York for the last 10 years.
That would explain the mix of accents.
Number 68. What companies have joined in the consortium?
Blue Star, Giotti, and Roystier are involved. It's become quite an exclusive group.
With those companies behind it, I can see why everyone's so optimistic. Number 69. We have too high an accident rate in our three most productive plants. What have we done about it?
We have a team of safety experts looking into it. They've already sent us a list of recommendations.
Well, act on them as quickly as you can. We need results. Number 70.
I thought I'd spend the night in Jacksonville instead of trying to drive straight through to Miami. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. It's a long way to Miami, and it's a break.
Can you recommend a place for me to stay?
Number 71.
If you're promoted, will you still have to travel as much?
I'm afraid so. I don't think they'll ever let me settle down.
You'd think they could find somebody else to send on these trips once in a while.
Number 72. Have you made a decision yet on what materials to use on these sidewalks?
No. We're still deciding whether to try that new kind of concrete. It's bound to cost more.
Yes, the old one would be cheaper, but it takes longer to set up. Also, the new one is a lot easier to handle. Number 73.
Do you really think Crawford needs an assistant? He's never had one before.
We've given him a lot of new responsibilities lately. An assistant would make him that much more productive.
I suppose you're right. He has to have the resources to do his job.
Number 74.
This plan would put more money into developing the private sector.
Isn't anybody worried that it'll result in a drop in money available for social services?
No. As we see it, there'll still be plenty left for public activities.
Number 75. These deductions are illegible and impossible to follow.
I know. We don't think we're lost.
We'll put this gas station and find out where we are. Number 76.
We'd like two cups of your special coffee.
Right away. We appreciate you bringing your friends here, Miss Jones.
You know how much I enjoy coming here, Luigi, and my friends always comment on the atmosphere, the coffee, and of course the service.
Number 77.
Excuse me, ma'am. To enter this sir, must complete a form at the desk.
All right, but why is that?
For insurance reasons.
Our security office keeps a record of everyone who visits the jewel collection. Number 78. I'd like to make a reservation for two, for Monday night, at around 8.
Yes, we can fit you at 8. And what name would you like that?
Mr. and Mrs. Bates. I'm treating my wife for our anniversary, so please be sure to give us a good table. Number 79.
I'm exhausted. I spent the entire afternoon shopping for a heavy coat for Tom.
At this time of year? Don't you know it's summer?
Yes, I know. But he and Bill are going camping in the mountains, and it'll be cold.
Number 80. Let's just go on to the next item on the agenda.
I agree. We aren't going to come to an understanding today and have a handler over the accounts.
Not unless we're willing to compromise, and it doesn't look as if that will happen.
Part 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks, which will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand and remember what is said. In your test book, you will read two or more questions about each short talk. The questions will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Questions 81 and 82 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, please? Will the owner of a black four-door sedan, license plate number 31B789, please report to security? Your car is parked illegally and will be towed away. Attention! Will the owner of a black sedan blocking the east fire exit please report to the security office?
Now read question 81 in your test book and answer it. Question 82 in your test book and answer it. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the opening of the new Vista Dinner Theater. We hope you enjoyed your meal. The new Vista players have prepared three one-act plays for tonight's grand opening. One is a comedy, another one, and the third we like to call a contemporary drama. Beginning shortly, we will be performing Madame Pitts, LA Knights, and Electronic Game. Between each play, there will be a brief intermission. Now relax and join us in the evening's entertainment.
Now read question 83 in your test book and answer it. Question 84 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 85 in your test book and answer it. Questions 86 and 87 refer to the following announcement.
This is the Monday Noon Weather Report. I'm Bill Hollis. For those of you who haven't looked outside, today's forecast is for gloom. The rain that began last night will continue throughout the day and into tomorrow, and will be followed by another full day of clouds. Temperatures will be lower than normal. Don't expect to see the sun again until Thursday, when temperatures will climb back up to the mid-70s, humidity will go down, and we can all enjoy dry, early fall weather.
Now read question 86 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 87 in your test book and answer it. Questions 88 and 89 refer to the following statement.
This month, Visitors to Mayfair stores will find special prices on at-home lighting fixtures in Mayfair's annual lighting sale. Floor, table, wall, and ceiling lamps are all offered at greatly reduced prices. Mayfair stores have doubled their inventories and have brought in a specially wide assortment of lighting fixtures for this annual event. Mayfair regrets that installation fees for track and other specialty fixtures cannot be reduced because they are handled by private contractors. Brighten your home and your day. Come see what we have for you.
Now read question 88 in your test book and answer it. Questions 90 through 92 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome to Learmont Orchard, where you can pick your own peaches from more than 70 acres of Learmont peach trees. If you didn't bring it with you, picking baskets are available at no charge. We ask that while you're in the orchard, please follow some simple rules. No smoking, no climbing trees or pulling on branches, and no picnicking. Feel free to sample the fruit. You know you'll love it. See me if you need a basket. Thank you, and have a good time.
Now read question 90 in your test book and answer it. Question 91 in your test book and it. Now read question 92 in your test book and answer it. Questions 93 and 94 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you tired of the same old dull magazines about Asian economies? Subscribe to VN Asia and learn about Asian culture, its traditions, music, and history. Subscribe now and get the Asia Yearbook, a photo journal of a year in Asia, absolutely free. You may be dealing on the Tokyo Stock Exchange, but there's no reason you can't also learn about Burmese pagodas and Chinese silks. Subscribe now and receive a 40% discount off the newsstand price.
Now read question 93 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 94 in your test book and answer it. Questions 95 and 96 refer to the following announcement.
Effective January 1 next year, all foreign nationals working in the country will be charged a 1% surtax on their income. This tax will be deducted from the monthly pay. Foreigners married to local citizens will be exempt from the new levy.
Now read question 95 in your test book and answer it. Question 96 in your test book and answer it. Questions 97 and 98 refer to the following message.
Visa applications are accepted only at windows A through D. Payment for the application fees cannot be in check or voucher. You must have the exact amount in U.S. dollars. To avoid unnecessary delay, be sure to check the fee schedule before coming to the room and have the appropriate amount ready.
Now read question 97 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 98 in your test book and answer it. Questions 99 and 100 refer to the following talk.
Although Tom has suggested bringing in a team of planners for this project, our off-the-shelf program would be entirely adequate for what is being asked. We
An outside planning team would be expensive and would add little to the project. My calculations show that the same methods we used in developing the Sun Corporation project would apply here. We can dust off the Sun proposal, change the wording and the figures, and do a perfectly good job. By doing as I suggest, we could save the project more than $75,000. And if we deduct that from our bid, we're sure to win it.
Now read question 99 in your test book and answer it. Question 100 in your test book and answer it. This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test. Turn to part 5 in your test book.